Hey there, and welcome to the Plays the Thing, Podcast 8, The Plot. I was tempted to call this podcast The Plot Thickens, but since my titles for previous podcasts have basically been descriptive rather than clever, I decided I would just leave it alone and call it The Plot. But between you and me, you'll know that that's secretly what I wanted to call it. And the reason I wanted to call it that is because plotting is actually one of the most difficult aspects of constructing a play. And hopefully this podcast is going to demystify that complex element. My name is Andy Black, and I'm a playwright. And this podcast series is being offered in conjunction with the Play Submissions Helper website. My website is www.andrewblackplaywright.com. The Play Submissions Helper website is www.playsubmissionshelper.com. This podcast is going to talk about the plotting of a dramatic narrative and talk about how some typical best practices for plotting can help you as a playwright. I'll also talk about a really exciting concept called the 7 Basic Plots, which could help you organize and structure your own plots as you write your own plays. Before we get into the content, however, let me take care of a few administrative details. Each of the podcasts has a learning aid, which can be downloaded from the Play Submissions Helper website in PDF form. The learning aid that goes with this podcast is called Podcast 8, The Plot. You'll be able to follow along with some of the key points by looking at this handout, if you like. Second, who am I? Well, my name is Andy Black, and I'm a playwright. I have an MFA in playwriting from Ohio University, and I teach playwriting in Indianapolis, where I live at the Indiana Writers Center. I'm not going to go into more detail about my background here in this podcast, but if you'd like to go to my website, which I mentioned earlier and you can find in the handout, you can get a little bit more information about me and why I might be qualified to talk about these concepts that I'm talking about in these podcasts. Next, the Play Submissions Helper website, which is the series sponsor for these podcasts. PSH is a community of more than 1,700 playwrights, and its goal is to help playwrights realize their dream of getting a play produced by saving them hours of administrative time searching for theaters to which their work can be submitted. For just $6.99 a month, PSH provides a compendium of hundreds of theaters and organizations that are accepting play submissions. It's the perfect system for a busy playwright who really wants to spend their time writing and not looking up places to submit their work to. So you can sign up now if you haven't already done so by going to www.playsubmissionshelper.com. So now that we've gotten the administrative stuff out of the way, let me go ahead and get started with today's agenda. And if you printed out your handout, you'll find it on page 4. And it'll give you an overview of the topics I'm going to be talking about in this particular podcast. So I've done the startups already, so that leads us to the first topic, which I'll cover in a minute. What is a plot and why is it important? So I'll just do some basic definition setting and validation in that section. Then I'm going to talk about some of the key principles of plotting, or what I think of as best practices. So I'll be looking at the plot in relationship to the major dramatic question or the protagonist's goal. I'm going to talk about what I call process plots. I'm going to talk about escalation, causality, and the clock, which I'm going to put together as a single topic. I'm going to talk about subplots, which I think of as supporting and disconfirming evidence. I'll talk about the architecture of a scene, which involves negotiations. And then I'm going to look a little bit at subtext. And then finally, I'll be reviewing that exciting topic I talked about earlier, the 7 basic plots and some of those basic plot lines that you might use to inspire you or to help you map out a plot if you're having trouble or feeling stuck. And then at the end, I'll summarize everything that we've covered, and there will be some assignments for you as self-paced learning if you want to deepen your own understanding of this topic and take it a little further. Let me talk a little bit about the teaching examples I'm going to use in this podcast. This particular podcast is going to rely less on teaching examples from well-known plays than the other ones did. Examples from the works of students I've taught will be given as we go along, and they should provide some quick and easily understood examples for specific teaching points. The primary text, if I can use that word, that I'm going to be looking at is the movie version of The Wizard of Oz, which is best known to audiences in a 1939 version from the MGM Motion Picture Studio, which starred Judy Garland as Dorothy Gale. The reason I use this teaching example is because the narrative is extremely strong, as are most stories for children, and it's actually well known to a wide range of audiences, which I think makes it a really great and accessible teaching example. It is a movie, not a play, but the principles of narrative are quite clearly delineated in it. And I will just say that as a matter of record, the movie has been turned into a stage musical. So technically speaking, it could also be considered a play. And it actually works very well on the stage, largely because the original narrative is so strong. So let's get into the actual content. Plot, what and why? What is plot and why is it important? The plot, for the purposes of this podcast, is a series of events in a play which begin once the initiating incident has taken place and the major dramatic question has been introduced. The events constituting plot continue until that major dramatic question has been answered. The events which happen before the question is introduced constitute old world order, which I've talked about in a previous podcast, and anything that happens after the question is answered would be considered new world order. And I include a diagram in the handout, which you can find on page 6, which illustrates what the plot looks like in relationship to all the other elements of narrative. So if you're looking at the handout, it is a diagonal blue arrow, which extends between the vertical blue lines, stretching from the lightning bolt in the lower left-hand corner to the yellow arrowhead in the upper right-hand corner. So in that diagram, everything that happens along that arrow would be considered plot. I'll say that some theorists distinguish between story and plot. And the story typically is considered everything that is contained in the narrative, which would include exposition and backstory. The plot then consists of the things that actually happen on the stage in front of the audience. The plot is the audience's roadmap through the play. It charts the journey of the audience from the beginning of the theatrical narrative to its end. Ideally, it's logical, it makes sense, it escalates in tension, and it hopefully provides a few unexpected twists and turns along the way. Plotting a story typically proves to be one of the trickiest elements of writing a play. Frequently, writers have a great idea. They know that they have a great premise, or maybe they have a great conclusion. What they don't know is how to turn their idea into a plot. And I'm just giving a quick example here. Once there was a very short horror film called The Sitter, which was actually very well received. A producer got a hold of the short film and thought it would make a great full-length movie. So the filmmaker tried to turn it into a full-length film, and it was actually turned into a movie called When a Stranger Calls, and the actress Carol Kane was in it. The full-length tanked. What happened was that the filmmaker took a great idea, which consisted basically of a setup and a payoff, and then tried to turn it into a full-length film. The filmmaker was unable to come up with a real plot for a full story. As a result, most of the full-length film meanders and wanders, involving uninteresting secondary characters doing uninteresting things who have no relationship to the rest of the story, and as a result are very unexciting and fail to sustain the audience's interest over the course of the film. So this is a big problem for a lot of people, is figuring out how am I going to take this great idea and turn it into a plot, which is going to keep my audience engaged over the course of my story that I'm telling. So this brings us to the first best practice in terms of principles of plotting. And it looks at the plot in relationship to the major dramatic question or the protagonist's goal. All of the key elements of narrative come together in the plot. If the playwright has clearly identified a protagonist and has identified something that has disturbed the protagonist's peace of mind, which we call the inciting incident, and has determined that there is something that the protagonist has decided he or she needs to restore his peace of mind, which is a narrative element we call the goal, then the plot becomes the story of the protagonist's attempt to achieve that